Public tax returns in Scandinavia. Norwegian tax office tells all online. Ever wanted to know how much your boss makes? The man in the office next door who's always at lunch. Your neighbor with the flash new car. In Norway, it's all just a mouse click away. On Thursday, the financial details of all Norwegian taxpayers were published on the internet, provoking fierce debate in the prosperous Scandinavian country of 4.5 million inhabitants. Every year, Norway publishes everyone's income tax returns. So do Finland and Sweden. And nobody really cares. By contrast, US law prohibits releasing anybody's tax information. Imagine the howl if the IRS put tax returns online so co-workers, neighbors, and mothers-in-law could see what someone earns. That happened in Italy earlier this year when the outgoing government of Prime Minister Romano Prodi briefly posted taxpayers' incomes on the internet and newspapers picked up the list. Norwegian tax returns have been public information since 1863, but until now it was only possible to see other people's figures by applying in person at a tax office. Now curious web surfers can find out their bosses and colleagues' tax details. Necessary gossip. It is also possible to obtain taxation details through a text messaging service for mobile phones. The mass disclosure prompted the head of the Norwegian Data Protection Authority to ask for the practice to be stopped. However, leading Norwegian Daily Aftenposten defended the exercise, describing it as necessary gossip in an editorial. Originally, the point was that everyone should act as watchdogs and check if their neighbor was paying enough tax, the paper said. This still applies. However, its readers don't agree. One says it is completely unreasonable to pass this information to the masses, and another calls it a pathetic demonstration of the culture of envy. Unwelcome offers. There were two reasons behind the decision to make tax information publicly available nearly 140 years ago. It was felt that making information available to those with the greatest interest in individual returns, neighbors and fellow villagers, would have a regulatory function. However, the practice has not always been popular. Last year, football agent Einar Bartzen took the Norwegian state to court, arguing that publicity about his income led to him receiving dubious investment offers. He also stated that the police had found criminals in possession of copies of local tax lists and claimed that publication breached the European Convention of Human Rights. The case never came to court. According to the latest figures, Norway's richest man is industrialist and fishing magnate Kjell Inge Røkke, who had a capital of 3.8 billion kroner, 329 million pounds, or 515 million US dollars on December 31, 2001, but no taxable income for the year.